Excuse me? Hi. Over here.
Yes, hello.
Hi, I'm Roxy. It's nice to meet you. You're rather new here, right? Just started working in accounting last week. Still trying to learn the layout of the place, I see. Oh, no. Don't worry. I'm sorry, my coworkers over there just noticed you wandering around the break room looking all lost and confused. Did you need any help? Oh, is that the copy of the invoices for this month? Oh, just hand it over to Margaret. Yeah, easy done. You do know Margaret, right? She's the lady over there. No, that's Nicole. Margaret is the one to the right. No, not Sarah. The other right. Never mind. Just leave it here with me. No worries. I'll make sure it gets where it needs to go. So, how are you finding the place? New jobs can be stressful, but also really exciting. Feel free to come to me whenever you need some help. Well, you seem busy. Still trying to learn names and all. I'm Roxy, by the way. Oh, gosh, I already introduced myself. Silly me. Well, now you have a better chance of remembering my name. It's nice meeting you, finally. My cubicle is over there if you ever need me. Just down from yours. Hey, wait, actually, before you go, do you want a coffee? Best in the office right here. Here you go. Well, we haven't really had the chance to get to know you yet. I know the manager threw you in here and made you give a little brief introduction speech, but that's nothing compared to getting to know your fellow coworkers in the break room with coffee. So where are you from? Oh, okay. Yeah, I've lived in this city all my life. Kind of always knew I'd end up working in one of these offices one day. Not that I mind. I'm a fast typer. The building has decent air conditioner, and the coffee's not too bad. Say, since you're already here, I was kind of hoping for a favor. Only if you're not too busy, of course. Gosh, you probably have a ton of work to do. I'm sorry. I should probably ask when you're not so busy. Maybe another time. Don't worry. Oh. Really? You have time now? Well, okay. If it's not too bothersome for you, could you please fuck my face? Usually if I get a craving, I would use one of my toys, but I usually don't like to bother other coworkers like this, but I've had you specifically on my mind for the past couple of days now, and I'm really, really curious as to what your cock tastes like. Yes? Why do you look so... Oh, no, I'm sorry. You were just being polite. You don't have the time for a quick face fuck. I should have known. Silly me. I apologize for taking up your time. Just let me know when you have some free time. I'd really love to... I'm sorry? What? I think we're misunderstanding each other. Sorry, I talk a little fast when I'm nervous, and I just hate having to ask people for help. It just makes me feel so... I don't know. I hate feeling like I'm bothering people, you know? I don't like feeling like a burden. Sorry. I'll ask again. Properly this time. If you have the time, would you please shove your cock down my throat? I've been meaning to ask you ever since you started working here, and you look like you have a really nice cock. And I've just had it stuck in my head. Well, the image of your cock in my head, in my mouth specifically. I haven't actually seen it yet, your cock, but I have this mental imagining of it in my head. Just the idea of me choking on your dick, your strong hands pulling the back of my head really tight, just as you unload down my throat, just really forcing me to swallow all of your creamy seed. Or painting my face with it. I really don't mind either way. So, if it's not too much trouble, could you please allow me to get on my knees while you run your hands through my hair? Grabbing a nice handful as you jam your cock down my throat. I won't take too much of your time, promise. You can just stand there drinking your coffee if you want, and you only really need one hand to push my throat over your cock. Although two hands would be greatly appreciated. Oh, you will? Oh, great. I was really worried that I was going to be a bother, but it seems you're getting ready. That growing bulge in your pants feels like I was right about you. So if it's not too much trouble, would you mind if I just kneel down in front of you here? Great. All right, let's get started. Yeah, of course, right here. Why? What's wrong with the break room? And also, why are you whispering? We won't get in anyone's way. It's a large break room. The others are all the way over there. Hey, Margaret, I'll be with you in 5, maybe 15 minutes. See? Don't even worry about that. If you prefer to sit down, we could go back to your cubicle. No? Here's better? All right, then. I'll handle this spout of yours. And don't try to hold back on my account. Just slam your dick in my face and come as quickly as you want. You'll be able to go about your day in no time. I promise it will be quick.
What is happening right now?
Oh, wow. I was right.
What is happening?
You do have a wonderful cock. Even Margaret looks shocked. Oh, don't cover yourself back up. You should be proud of this dick. You really never know with these things. Some guys I know like to talk a big game and end up being very average. But I like to think I have a nose for this kind of thing.
Oh my goodness. This is not.
I'm kind of like a bloodhound, but for great dicks. A cockhound, if you will. Every other cock in this office is average or worse. I mean, I don't know for sure, but something tells me that you're what I've been looking for.
What is going
on? Oh, but it's not just about the size. Although I do have a very nice handful growing here. But you also have a great shape. Well groomed. Feels great in my hand. And on my face. And that's not even mentioning your balls. I mean, even just lightly fondling them in my hand just makes me feel so relaxed. Listen to me prattling on like this. I promised I'd be quick, and yet I keep talking your ear off. Anyway, go ahead. You can just grab my head and forcefully slide your cock down my throat. My gag reflex is pretty weak, so don't worry about hurting me or anything. Here, I'll position myself for you.
I have no idea.
Go right ahead. Scrape my head, wrap your hand around your fingers like that, and just push my head and thrust your hips forward. Preferably both. Yeah, like that. Don't worry about me. I know how to relax with my jaw. See? No. That's right. Really pull me in. Don't be afraid to help me. I can take it. In fact, don't think of me at all. If it helps, just use my throat. Use my throat. Come on. The same way you might jerk yourself off. Just pump and pump and pump. Faster. Harder than me. Actually, a little rougher would actually be better. Like, really slam my head down, you know? Yes! Like that. Just keep doing... Take you for the shy type. There are a few more eyes on you. Yeah, Sarah looks a little bewildered. Did you say something to offend her or something? No? Maybe everyone else was hoping to meet the new guy. It's okay. I'll introduce you to Sarah and Nicole after this. But for now, though... I really can't thank you enough for this. You have no idea how long I've been thinking about doing this. It's like I just saw you the other week. Something in my throat just itched, just needing to be filled with a nice hard dick. Although, it's not just my throat. Excuse me for being a little greedy here, but if your balls are nearly half as delicious as they look, then I might just have to get a taste. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I only asked for a face fuck, but this is alright, right? Oh, thank you. You're so kind. Wow, look at that. My saliva's already made it down here to your balls. I do apologize for how messy I can get. What? Allow me to clean you up. Absolutely coated in my spit. Makes me want to taste them. Maybe it's the way they shine with the wetness. Or that ingrained desire we all have to lap up all the drool that's falling off of it. But in doing so, you make more drool, which means more licking and sucking. It's like a never-ending game to
to clean your nutsack with my tongue. Oh, and it's my tongue that's making all the mess. What do you think, Nicole? Nicole? Hello?
Sorry, she's usually more talkative than this. Weird. Where was I? Oh, right.
But I promised this would be quick, and I really want you to come.
This has already gone on far longer than I thought it would, and for that, I sincerely apologize. So please, put your hands on the back of my neck, interlock your fingers, and I want you to fuck my throat as hard and as rough as you can. No hesitation, no holding back. Just keep jamming your cock down my throat. Just keep jamming it down my throat until you're ready to burst. I just want to feel your balls smacking into my chin. Make me choke on y'all.
Come on, my face. Yes. I'll just cover me all over my face, anywhere, everywhere. I just explode all over my face. So warm and sticky. Oh, there's so much. It's dripping back into my mouth. Thank you so much again. I knew you were the right person to ask for this. I'm so glad there's someone in the office that can fill my throat out just right. Would it be at all possible if we did this again in the future? Oh, thank you. And I'm sorry for taking up more time than expected. Now, run along. I kept you far too long, and I hope I don't get you into any trouble with the managers. Don't worry about the invoices. I'll take care of them. Margaret! Oh, there you are. Here are the invoices that I need you to file. What's wrong?
A towel.
Oh, no thanks. I only just got cum on my face, so why would I wipe it off so soon? Although it is dripping down in some places. Don't worry, I got it. See? All good.